Little Joe Gould, number 6, first epigraph by E.E. Cummings. Nota bene, you twang of Little Joe, Yankee Gould, Irketh sundry, who are trying to find their minds, but never had any to lose. Epigraph 2 by Joseph Mitchell. The oral history is a great hodgepodge and a kitchen midden of hearsay, a repository of jabber, an omnium gatherum of bourgeois, gab, palaver, hogwash, flapdoodle, and malarkey. Little Joe Gould tricks his belly with sour balls and ketchup on a spoon. Toothless, he prefers to chew the fat, bending your ear with his great work, his oral history of everything. Ever in progress, grubulous, chicken-scratch copybooks squirrel away in closets all over town. Those who've peeked swear it's the same 4 chapters, iterated and re, a tangle of trivia. They humor Little Joe, keeping him in paper and pens, afraid of seeing their own future reflected in his roomy conjunctiva, him a Harvard man, after all. For if the old ivy can't rope a man across life's ravine, what hope is there? Little Joe scratches, lousy, scabrous, and scaled, without complaint, preferring a flophouse to any mattress gotten by honest work. If he could, he'd charm his way into the bed of a lady bohemian, some soft-hearted belle lettriste. Barring that, a jiggling subway seat will have to cradle him until morning, when he pulls himself from his own hat once more, like Athena from Zeus's brow, sui generis.